Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you from New Creation Christian Ministries, and it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good. Oh, yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. I love him. I love him. I love him with everything in me. I love him, and I'm just glad to be with you here on this Tuesday after Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We celebrated Easter on Sunday, and for so many of us, it was a blessed time. It was a mighty time in the Lord, and we had a good time. You know, we had a good time. You know, the best thing about our church service on Sunday is the fact that people came in that don't normally come to church on a regular basis, and souls were saved, and souls were saved, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing when you can have souls being saved in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen, and praise God. And I just thank God for the word of God. I thank God that his word is true, and that as we seek his face and continue to move forward in obedience, that we are blessed. We are just blessed by that very word. Amen. I love the fact that God is true to himself. Amen. He says that his word shall not come back to him void. You know, God tells us that he is not a man that he should lie, and nor the son of man that he should change his mind. And he also tells us about his word, that his word will accomplish those things to which he sends it to accomplish, that his word will prosper that to which he sent it. And it's amazing how he makes the parallel between the rain and the snow, how the rain and the snow come down to water the earth. He says, so is my word. You know, my word will do for you what the rain and the snow does for the earth. And that's a beautiful thing, because we know that the rain and the snow get the earth ready for harvest time, get the earth ready to bud and flourish. Amen. And God's word comes to get your life ready for harvest time. Amen. To get your life ready to bud and flourish. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And there is power in the word. As you know, I like to start every program with prayer. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I'm not going to pray today. I have a special guest with me on today, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And what I'm doing now is opening up the switchboard so that I can get him in here to pray. Amen. I think it would be, I know it would be a blessing to have him to just begin this program with prayer. And I'm in my switchboard. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me just put him on the air so that he can pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. It's just a wonderful thing to be here with you in the studio today. I am elated and excited about what God is about to do in our lives. Amen.
Amen, amen. It's so wonderful to have you with me. I know that you're off this week, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. But what I would like you to do now is to open in prayer, and we'll move forward from that point. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, this is the day that you have made, Lord, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given us opportunity, Father God, to worship and glorify your name once more. So in the name of Jesus, even as we, Father God, begin this broadcast, I pray even for our listeners today, Lord, that you would reveal yourself in a mighty way unto them in the name of Jesus. You came that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. So I thank you. I thank you that you, Father God, you, Jesus, would just take charge of this program and this broadcast in the name of Jesus, and that you would speak to us and speak through us, that the people can be ready, Father God, to fulfill their purpose that you have called them to on the earth. For those you call, you predestined. For those you predestined, you glorify. For those you glorify, you justify. So I thank you that we all have purpose. I thank you that we all are headed for a destiny in you. So in the name of Jesus, allow us to hear in the spirit today what you have to say to us to get us on fire for the things of God. So I thank you, Father God, that you create a passion in us for you. I thank you even for using my wife, Pastor Rebecca, on these airways to minister the word of God, which will not come back void in the name of Jesus. So use us today in a mighty way and bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like prayer. There's nothing like prayer to make that connection with God. And again, that's my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. He's with us today. And today we want to talk about the power of moving in obedience to God. Amen. To God's word. I want to talk a little bit about Pastor Anthony being with me today. He's actually in the studio with me today. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to have him with me. As you know, I'm normally here. He calls in from the road from his other job. But he's home. He's home this week. He has a week off, and he came into the studio with me to be able to talk to you on today's program. And Pastor Anthony has taken the week off because we are having a wonderful occasion at our church, 4 days of fire. Amen. Pastor Anthony, you want to talk a little bit about what that's about?
Oh, absolutely. This entire month in our church, we're calling it March Madness. And we just want to be on fire for God. And that's why he has entitled this entire conference, this entire week, 4 Days of Fire. We have some men and women of God who is going to bring forth the word. Our church right there in Elizabeth, New Jersey, if you're in the area, I pray that you would press your way and get there. Because there's going to be a word that's going to change your life and a word that's going to minister to you. And whatever you're seeking God for in this season of your life, God has an answer waiting for you. A rhema word, a right now word. He has a divine intervention that he wants to impart in your life. So I thank God for this conference, and we are excited. Our church family is excited. And I just know that the word of God is going to reveal some things to us in this season of opportunity overflow in prayer. This has been declared the season of opportunity overflow in prayer in our ministry, because I know that God is going to open some doors for people this year. He's going to open some doors that man cannot shut, and he's going to shut some doors in our lives that we can't even reopen, because God knows what's best for us. And with that is going to come the overflow. And the overflow is not necessarily for us, but that abundance that God is going to give us in our hands is going to be to help and serve others. So I thank God for this conference, this 4 days of fire, that it's going to be like God poured gasoline or lighter fluid on us, and we're going to just grow like wildfire and get excited about the things of God. In the Old Testament, it shows that he was a pillar of fire by night. So he represents himself a lot in the symbolism of fire. It says that our God is a consuming fire, and there's some things in our lives that he wants to consume even by fire. So I just is so excited about this 4 days of fire. We're going to be there starting tonight, Tuesday, 7 p.m. nightly services, Tuesday through Friday, March 25th through March 28th. And I tell you, you don't want to miss it. We're going to have a high praise and worship time. We're going to have prayer. We're going to have worship. And then we're going to have a powerful word of God coming through the men and women of God. So if you're in the surrounding areas, I pray that you make your way out, because God has a divine message for us who are serving him in this hour.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. Amen. I'm going to be there. Pastor Emily will be speaking tonight, and I'll be preaching on tomorrow. And then we have two guest preachers coming in on Thursday and Friday, Pastor Grimsley from the Stone Ministries in Newark and Pastor Bazea from God's Life Christian Church, Christian Center in Irvington.
Amen.
So we're excited. We're excited, but we're talking about obedience, and this is part of it. You know, we're just segueing into our topic today, and the chat room is open for those of you who have tried to go in and didn't see a chat. The chat room is open. We're talking about
obedience
today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was just gesturing to Pastor, because I feel I'm getting a little bit of feedback. Are you getting the feedback? Amen. Hallelujah. So we're talking about obedience today, and I wanted to just talk about the importance of being obedient. And this is a big part of it, because we have a fairly new ministry, right, Pastor?
Yes.
You know, and the thing about that ministry is that we're walking by faith and not by sight. You know, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And it's just so important that we obey God in faith. So our ministry is fairly new. We're about, 3 years old. And everything that we've done has been by faith. And I tell you, it has not always been easy. Pastor Anthony can tell you that we've had to believe God for everything, from finances to people coming into the church, to souls being saved, to the word that we preach over the people's lives. Amen. And it hasn't always been easy, but in this whole walk, Pastor, I know that you would agree that obedience has been key.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Obedience has truly been key. And obedience truly is better than sacrifice. And along this journey, we've had to sacrifice and sacrifice much. But when you're serving God and when you have said, God, I totally submit, I totally surrender, Lord, it's all about you, you find your place in like Paul said, in a place of contentment, knowing that God wants us to prosper and be in good health even as our souls prosper. But we must go according to God's agenda and not our own. So we must have big expectations. We must anticipate a great move of God in and through our lives. We must earnestly think bigger, want bigger, and desire bigger because we serve a big old God. But in that, we must be patient with God, knowing that all things are going to work together for our good, regardless of how we see things or what schedule they're moving on, or sometimes when we get discouraged along the way. We need to recognize that God's prophetic word comes through with power and authority every time. And that's why he told his disciples, even as we celebrated this Resurrection Sunday, often he told them, you were slow of heart, why did you doubt? Because his word will not come back void. And his disciples, even as he was resurrected, they doubted. And they walk with Jesus, they sup with Jesus, they saw the miracles of Jesus. So us who are living thousands of years later, we must not doubt. We must not be double-minded, not in this season. We must believe God that his word will not come back void. And that's why Pastor Rebecca opened this program. We're talking about the snow and the rain coming down and not coming down void. That's how God's word is. It will accomplish. And let me emphasize that again. It will and it shall accomplish that which he sent it to do.
Amen, Pastor Anthony. And, you know, I just want to reemphasize the importance of having that faith, no matter what it looks like, because sometimes it's not going to look bright. It will look pretty dreary. You know, there will be times when you're looking and you're like, what in the world is going on here? And I want to encourage you during those times to just keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And that's not a cliche. I'm not just quoting scripture. What I'm saying is keep your mind on Jesus and keep yourself in remembrance of why Jesus even came and why Jesus had to walk this earth and why he had to be crucified and why he got up, you know, so that he could show you that God is still sovereign, that he's still in control, and that nothing is impossible for him. Jesus showed us, even in his very life, that nothing is impossible for him. Even the fact that he got up, they sealed that tomb shut, and the fact that Jesus got up and left the tomb empty is evidence to us that God is able, amen. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think or ask, you know, above our imagination, what we can even imagine in our finite minds. God is able to step into every situation and have a solution for every single situation that you will find yourself facing. That's why I tell you, that's why Pastor Anthony and I are telling you today to keep your mind on Jesus, keep your mind on God, keep your mind on the life of Jesus, keep your mind on the promises of God. What is God saying about this situation? What does God have to say about what you're facing today? What does God have to say about the thing that has been deposited into your heart that you desire to do? There's somebody out there with a dream. You know, you have a dream to do something, and you've been scared. What does God say about fear? Pastor Emily, what does God even have to say about that person who has a dream and they're scared? What does God say about that?
He has not given us that spirit of fear. Amen. He has shown us that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And anytime you step out to do something for God, he, just like Peter on the water, will try to send a wind or a distraction your way, because God knows that he has already preordained and predestined, predetermined a great place for you to be in him. So as we pass through this thing called life in this earth, and we're just passing through, be mindful that we're just passing through. We're pilgrims passing through. God wants you to bring his name glory while you're in this earth. And that's why I love this program about obedience that leads to your purpose that pleases the heart of God. Because there's going to be times in our lives where we're just faced with hard decision-making.
Amen.
It can be whether relationships, whether it's a career move, whether it's what church you go to, whether it's you stepping out and doing ministry for God. Whatever it may be, you and I have to face decisions that will change the course of our lives. But when we are sensitive to the Spirit of God, that still small voice that still speaks, we know that God has an expected end for you and I. And if God be for us, nothing can be against us. So when we know that God has our best interests at heart, and sometimes we, again, we find ourselves, as it says in the Bible, pressed on every side and perplexed and distressed, especially in our day, in the times in which we're living. Some believe we're in a recession. And in those tight situations sometimes, where the bills are insurmountable and sometimes your health is failing, and you begin to try to make irrational decisions, try to get back into the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and make your decisions and obedient choices according to the Word of God. That is why it's so imperative to read your Bible on a daily basis. He said, meditate on this Word day and night. I understand we go to other resources out there, but there's nothing like the Word of God that would keep us in those tight places. And when we obey God, I strongly believe that he will bless us beyond our wildest imaginations.
My God, Pastor, I was just looking at that scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus replied, it says, he replied, blessed rather are those who hear the Word of God and obey it. My God.
Amen.
My God. I mean, you know, that's just what you just said, that word. And see, what happens, you don't even have to know. Sometimes when we know the Word of God, people think that I have to remember the paragraph, I have to remember the book, the chapter, and the verse number. But you just need to get that word in your heart. And so many people are turning to so many other avenues to try to find out how to be happy and how to be blessed and how to be successful.
Amen.
And if you would just open the Bible, you know, you'll be amazed. If you read the Bible, if you start reading the Bible, start reading the Proverbs and reading the Psalms and reading the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then reading some of the letters, the epistles in the Bible that follow those Gospels, you know, that follow the book of Acts, you will be surprised at the amount of joy that you will find in your heart from reading about the word, the plan of God in the Word of God, and knowing that that plan is good. God tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, well, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And a lot of us will quote that scripture and we'll leave it right there. We'll leave it right there. But what we have to realize is that the only way that we're going to walk into that plan or tap into the plan of God to prosper us and not to harm us is by obedience to his word. You know, and that's just so key, right, Pastor Anthony, that as we obey God, then that's when, like you said, that's when the blessings can really begin to overtake us.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just so many examples, as you just said earlier, of those who stayed in the Word. It said the first church before Pentecost and the fire of cloven tongues fell on them, that they stayed in the Word. They meditated on the Word. They came together for prayer. But it was the Word of God in which they had to hold on to. And saint of God, child of God, those of you who are listening, sometimes all we have is the Word of God.
Amen.
And his word will not come back void. All we have is the Word of God. And in those times, that Word of God is sufficient. He said, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. And sometimes along this journey, we will get weak. We will get weary. We will get tired. But you're never forsaken by God. He is always so ever presently with you. And I tell you, that's why the word of God and prayer and being amongst some believers of like mind is so important, because there are those times in lives where we hit those low moments and those valley experiences. Those are the moments we really need the word of God. And then when God begins to pour out the blessings and we find ourselves in a place of stability and success and significance, we still all together need the word of God to keep us humble so that he can continue to bless us in a mighty way.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined today by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And we're talking about the power of obedience to the word of God, the power of obeying God. And it's a good thing to walk in obedience to God, because when you're walking in obedience, you're walking in blessings. Amen. So we want to invite you into this conversation with us. The phone lines are open. The number is 646-652-4832. The chat room is open, and we welcome Kiki. God bless you, Sister Kiki. So good to see you to the chat. And we want to invite you into this conversation with us, because we want you to know that it's not drudgery to obey God. My God, my God, it's not drudgery. It's not a difficult thing, nor is it a hardship for you to obey God.
Amen. Amen. I sometimes sit and I meditate on where God, you know, how far God has brought me. And as well as myself, I know our listeners have a testimony of themselves, of the goodness of Jesus. But up until age 30, I sort of lived life spontaneously and impulsively. And at age 30, I got saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. And that was only God. It says in His word that we did not choose Him, but He chose us.
Yes.
And it reminds us in the book of Romans that for those He called, He predestined. And God has called you and predestined you for some great things. So we just, on this program, want to say, along the way, Abraham was a friend of God because he obeyed.
Yes.
And what an example for you and I. God considered Abraham, our father, our spiritual father. The blessings of Abraham are on our life. He considered even Abraham from the first book of the Bible a friend. And he was a friend only because he obeyed. And what a powerful thing. When God told him to get up and go into a strange land and leave his family and his familiarity, he obeyed. When God told him to offer up his son Isaac, his only son that he had in his old age, he obeyed.
Yeah.
When God told him to do things according to Sarah and Lot and so many things that God instructed Abraham to do, that's why he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because the blessings are still coming down to you and I today.
Yes,
and when we obey, we get the same results that Abraham got. God blessed him beyond measure. Mm. And he wants to do the same thing for you and I. But it comes with that stipulation of obedience.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, Pastor Anthony, when you talk about obedience, you know, a lot of people, why does obedience have such a bad connotation? You know, when people think about obedience, they think about something negative as opposed to something positive. And that's why we wanted to do this program today, to bring it and turn that thing around to make it what it really is. You know, the devil is a liar, and he wants to make it seem like obeying God is something bad when it's really a good thing. Amen. It's really
Amen.
A good thing. When you think about it, when I think about my life, and Pastor, it's amazing that you went over your life, because when I think about my life and how God stepped in and turned my life around, everything before God was bad, and everything after God is wonderful, is wondrous, you know, it's too wondrous for me to even conceive. It's like, wow, God, you love me that much that you've done all of this stuff for me, and you turned my life around, and you gave me joy instead of sadness, and you gave me peace instead of anxiety, and you gave me purpose instead of meaninglessness. You gave me something for my nothing. You gave me beauty for my ashes. You gave me hallelujah. I mean, you gave me so much. You gave me promise for my lack of purpose in my life. You gave me so much, God. You know, and I think about it, and I get happy. And people people just, they look at me and they say, what's wrong with her? She is just totally a maniac for Jesus. And that's the truth. I'm a maniac for Jesus because of everything that God has done for me through the death, the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. So I can't help but get excited. I'm a sputtering fool when I start
Amen.
Talking about the goodness of God.
Amen. And you really touch on something there. We live in a world, Pastor Rebecca, where so many things are vying for our attention, that they're pulling at us, saying how we can get the things that we want in life. But yet God's word, which is the only thing that governs everything, allows us to work and operate in a system that God has already set up.
Mm.
And with that, God has already, just like gravity, it's going to work every time.
Mm.
You know, it's a law that nobody can undo. There's some things that God has already set in motion that no new age thinking, no new concept, no new whatever can undo, because God has already set some things in motion. And if you and I learn how to operate within God's plan, that's when we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. That's when we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And that's when the Spirit of God that he has promised to send us in the earth, they call it the Comforter, will comfort us.
Mm.
And that's why God says, you know, let no one put asunder, and let a man and woman be joined together. No divorce, no adultery, no thing outside of the wedding covenant. Because a covenant is a promise. And God has promised you and I some things, that his promises are yes and amen, and they can't fail us.
Amen.
So when we operate, and that's why marriage is so imperative, when we operate in what God told us to operate in, he's only saving us from ourselves. It's the things you and I would do if we did not have guidelines around our lives. We'll be, if we were all to tell the truth and just be naked and out of shame, there's some things that you and I are capable of doing that we won't even believe we're capable of doing. So I thank God that he tries to help me through this thing called life. And that's one of the things at the outset, even of you and I marriage, we said, Lord, order our steps through your word.
Yeah.
That was our wedding song.
Yeah.
And now we never knew he would call us to the pastorate, but now that he called us to his church and do his work in the earth, we're still saying, Lord, let this house be built by you. We do it in vain. So we're still giving God liberty to be God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let go and let God. Let go and let God.
And give it all over to God. Amen. You know, Pastor, I'm laughing because I think about those early years when I first got saved, when we first got saved. And again, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. We're talking about the power of obedience to God. Amen. And I'm laughing when I think about those first years when we first got saved,
Amen.
When we first got married. And here we were, like, 2 years old in Christ. We were 2 years old in Christ.
That's
that was
right.
Over 11 years ago. We're celebrating 12 years in July.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, we were babies in Christ, and we had all of these issues and all of this spiritual, emotional baggage that we carried into our marriage. And here we were married, trying to be married and trying to obey God. Let me tell you, those early years of trying to obey God were not easy. And let me tell you something else. Just like a child rebels against his or her parent when the parent is putting rules in place to keep that child safe, we didn't realize that God had these rules in place that was supposed to keep us safe. Amen. And so we were rebelling against them. Like, I didn't realize that respect your husband, when the word of God says respect your husband, that was supposed to, the thing that was going to get me to 12 years of marriage, because I wasn't used to respecting any man. You know, I was used to talking to the men in my life any kind of way I wanted to. If I wanted to say get out, I said get out. If I wanted to say I could do bad all by myself, I said that. If I wanted to say I don't need you, I don't want you, I don't want to see you, I would say that, which was emasculating the man. And I thank God for the word of God that came to say, wives, respect your husbands. Amen. So there's the power and obedience that now 12 years later, my husband and I could say we're happily married, and he learn to love me and to live with me, the weaker vessel, in full understanding. So now he can say, I obey God. So now I have a wife that I can say brings me honor in the city gates, like that Proverbs 31 woman. So there is power in obedience.
Amen, amen. And caller, again, we want you to call in. Even if you have a burning question in your spirit, if you find yourself, as Pastor Rebecca just said, there was times when we tithed when it was convenient. There was times where, you know, we did things and kind of fell short. And maybe you're there. Maybe you're to the place where you stumble sometimes and then you get it right sometimes. And you want to just, what scriptures, you know, allowed you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? What scriptures do you still kind of rely on today to keep you in this spirit of obedience and walking in the spirit? What kind of regimen have you created in your lives that you can really get the victory over the devil? We want you to call in with those questions. If you find yourself, you know, at a crossroads and you're feeling down or discouraged, we want you to call in and be encouraged today. Because if you
Amen.
Let God just have control and hand it over to him, and you'll hear Pastor Rebecca and I encourage all the listeners on a daily basis, pray. Because prayer really does change things. It changes your mindset. It changes your circumstances. It changes even your walk with God. So that is something that we really emphasize, the power of prayer. But we really want you to call in today and just add to the conversation, add to the topic of today, and just share even some victories that you have obtained over your Christian journey.
Amen, Pastor Emmy. And I want to welcome Virtuous One to the chat room, and How Elegant is with us also. We also have Quiet Storm with us. Amen. I want to welcome them all to the chat room. Some people are not able to call, but we do have some people with us, sharing with us on this particular topic on
Amen.
The power of obedience, you know. And, you know, I just want to nail this home. Let me just nail this home. I need to nail this home. It's the devil who lies to us and makes us believe that it's burdensome to obey the word of God. See, because the word of God is good. Amen. God is good all the time. We
all
say in church
time.
And all the time God is good. Amen. And you know, we need to, as people of God, we need to get beyond cliches. We need to get beyond tradition. We need to get beyond just knowing scripture and quoting scripture, and we really need to get into relationship. Amen. I want to talk to for a few minutes about relationship. You know, God wants us to be in relationship with him. Amen. Kiki says all the time, amen. And How Elegant says a funny thing happened to her on financial obedience this Friday, and she's sharing the testimony in the chat room. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And as she's sharing that, I just want to just finish this story, and then I'm going to share her testimony with you. But the thing about relationship is we love God because he first loved us. I don't know about you, but I'm raising my hand like I'm in church somewhere. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love God because he first loved me. God loved me when I didn't love myself. God loved me when I didn't think I was lovable. Amen. And I came into Christianity because I was told that I would be able to have a relationship with God. Not only a relationship, but forgiveness of all of my old ugly sins that I committed. Amen. I needed forgiveness. Amen. And I was told that I would be able to have a relationship with God. And through that relationship, I would have peace and joy, and I would have I wouldn't have to worry about being anxious, and I would be validated. I would be somebody. God gave me all of these things, and I'm just so happy for a relationship. Amen. So today I want to encourage you to obey out of your love for God, because you love God. Jesus said, if you love me, in John 15:10, he says, you obey my commands. Amen. And his commands are not burdensome. Therefore, you're good. Therefore, my good. Amen.
Amen.
So that we can have life. Jesus said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God says he came so that we could have life and have that life more abundantly. Jesus said he came so that we could have life and have life to the fullest. You're looking for your best life now. If you're looking for the life that you desire to live, if you're looking to have life and be blessed, let me tell you, Jesus came so that you could have that very life. That's why I'm telling you, it's a good thing when you look to God through Christ and when you look to the word of God, because in that word and in your obedience, there's so many blessings for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to share the testimony that's coming across the board here. how elegant is sharing the testimony with us. And I pray that I could scroll back up to get the testimony. And the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. And she's sharing on a financial test, financial obedience that happened on this Friday. She said she only had $7 in her checking account, but she wanted to give an offering. So she wrote out a check for half, my God. And then she looked in her purse, and somehow she found $20, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God. She said she was like, what? Oh, God. Okay, God. Okay, God. So then she said she sold that as well, my God, the next day. So she gave the half of the seven, then she gave the 20 that she found in her purse. And then she said I didn't have it anyway. So I figured I would not worry about tomorrow what
Hallelujah.
To eat or to drink.
Hallelujah.
He says, but that it will have worries of its own. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So why worry about it? My God, my God. And she says, by the way, her friend gave her money for this week. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And that's a testimony of faith. God said, if you give, it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing so
Hallelujah.
Much.
Hallelujah.
You won't even be able to receive it. And we have to understand that when you're in a financial bind, Pastor, we were talking about this morning, that when we find ourselves financially strapped, people might think, well, you know, you're supposed to be blessed. That's not of God for Christians not to have any money. Well, we were just talking about that this morning, right, Pastor?
Amen, amen. And I love your program even on last week when someone brought forth the outward appearance of being blessed. But we need to know that we're blessed because God says we're blessed, not according to our portfolio or how many zeros on our weekly paycheck, but God says we're blessed. And it's just amazing. I love that testimony that just came forth because sometimes we've been misled even through our pulpits and the prosperity message that, you know, you're not blessed. But Paul says, and the Bible reminds us, that our current sufferings sometimes don't even compare to where God has taken us. And sometimes as a believer, as a Christian, as a disciple of Christ, you will have those suffering moments. And God doesn't want you to stay there, but you need to sometimes recognize that that's where God has you in this season. And we've all been there, and we may revisit there, but God is still even there in those moments.
Mm.
So I just love the fact that, you know, she gave a testimony of, and some people may say it's insignificant or whatever, but I think it's very significant because if God can trust you with the small stuff, he can surely trust you with the big stuff.
That's right. Amen.
You know, when you're faithful over a few things, that's when God will trust you as ruler over many things. And when
Amen.
We get that concept that God is forever having us on that potter's wheel and transforming us to what he wants us to become, oh, we'll go a long way in Christ. And that's why I love this topic of today, which is a challenging topic, but nonetheless is one that we have to address and one that, you know, as Christians, we really have to get a hold of this thing called obedience.
Amen. Amen. And praise God. You know, and it's amazing because when I'm thinking about the testimony that went forward and how elegant is preaching up in the chat room. Amen. Hallelujah. She said, don't get her preaching up. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, that's a word right there. The blessing, how elegant is the blessing is a verbal pronouncement, not based on what we have or do not have in the physical. You know, and I tell people often that what it looks like is really not what it is. What it looks like is really not what it is. Amen. We're looking at what's temporal, you know, but God has something for us that's eternal. And what we have to realize is that we are blessed. And Kiki says, amen, no worries when we live with God. And see, the thing about the blessing is that, and I'll tell you, there's always a test before the blessing, amen. There's always a testing before the blessing. And when I think about your testimony, how elegant, I think about the fact that God wants to see if he can trust you with that little bit of money that you had. Like you said, you had $7, and you might even have had some bills to pay, but you knew that $7 was not enough to pay that bill. So you trusted God and said, okay, I'm going to give
Hallelujah.
God half of what I have. And then when you found that $20, you said, okay, I'm going to give this $20 to God as well. And you did that. Amen. Hallelujah. And you did that. And God blessed you by having somebody give unto you so that you didn't even have lack for the week, now that you were able to go about your business and do the things that you needed to do this week. And we have to realize that you did not give, my God. My virtuous one said that she gave like the widow's mite, like the widow who gave the widow's mite, and even the widow who fed the prophet with her last cake, amen,
yes.
That last little bit of flour, and how she gave, you know. And
never
we have to think
out.
And never ran out. And you have to think about that. You didn't give just because somebody was pulling on your purse strings. You gave because the Spirit of the Lord was giving you the unction through the Spirit to give, and you gave. And that's what God is rewarding, that you obeyed the Spirit. Amen. Pastor, they having church up in the chat room.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I believe that Hal Elegant says that I can call her Sandy. God bless you, Sandy. Amen. Hallelujah. And Kiki here is saying that God has fed her, clothed her, and given her shelter here on earth. And she can only imagine what he has in store for her in heaven, for us, all of God's children. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Sandy says that her gas light was on in her car. Oh, my God, when you gave that half of that seven, you had a gas light on in your car. My God, you knew that $7 wasn't going to get you too much gas, right? So you went ahead and were obedient and gave, and now she says she has half a take. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. And the verse one says,
blessing.
Your barns will be full. So when we obey God, right now we're talking about giving. And again, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. But when you obey God, when you obey the Spirit, see, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all understanding, into full understanding of the will of God. It tells us that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the mind of man the things that God has planned for us. He says in his word, but it will be revealed by my Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And see, as Christians, we have something that a lot of people don't profess to have. They don't have this in other religions. And I talk about relationship as opposed to religion, but a lot of people don't have the Holy Spirit. My God, and the Holy Spirit is that which gives us power, amen, gives
yes.
us wisdom, gives us knowledge, gives us understanding, gives us direction. My God, so we have something so awesome in this faith that we have through Christ. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing knowing when we can know for sure, what is it? And I want to ask all of those of you who are listening out there, and even somebody who might want to call, what is it that keeps you going from day to day? What is it that keeps you believing this word of God that's contained within your Bible? My God. So some people can't even understand why we could give when we don't have that much to give
Jesus.
In the first place. Some people don't understand why we can be happily married, why a man won't cheat on his wife after 12 years of marriage, or a woman won't cheat on her husband. Some people don't understand why we can have babies that were born, are birthed out of rape, you know, that we don't go and have abortions, but we go ahead and have those babies. People don't understand why we obey God when everything in life is contrary. Everything that we're looking at, you read the news, you open up the newspaper, you watch the news, you go on the internet, you look at politics. Everything is contrary, seems to be, to the word and the will of God. Ah, my God. And I do have an answer. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah. Sandy says that God was telling her to trust him, not to lean in her own strength, my God. And Virtuous One says that it's simply faith in God. Her faith, I believe Virtuous One is a female, she says it's her faith in God, my God. And people don't understand. They don't understand. Virtuous One says that they don't understand, and their prophecy is being fulfilled. Amen. And it certainly is. This is a prophetic season in the life of men and women of God. And the power in obedience is that as we obey God, we walk into, we enter more and more into his glory, my God. Oh, Virtuous One is a female. God bless you. And we're walking more and more into his glory. See, as we continue to look into his word, we begin to, James says that we're looking as in a mirror, amen, and we don't come away from that mirror. When we look in our physical mirrors, we don't come away from that mirror acting like we didn't see our hair was messed up, or maybe we need to fix our lipstick, for those of you who wear lipstick, or maybe we needed to get rid of the scraggly beard that's growing for men. You know, we didn't walk away from that mirror not seeing the stuff that needed to be fixed. And it's the same way with the Word of God. The Word of God shows us the stuff that needs to be fixed, amen. And we can't walk away. We cannot very well walk away from the Word of God, not fixing the stuff, or not even praying and asking God to help us to fix the stuff that needs to be fixed, amen. And that's where the power comes in, because as God fixes the stuff that needs to be fixed, we go from His glory to His glory to His glory. We begin to, our reflection begins to resemble Him, more and more. My God, hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing, Pastor. Am I locking you out?
No. I'm being ministered to. I'm taking it all in. I'm just receiving the Word of God today. I just am so blessed by my ear gate being filled with the people of God all over this nation who are really serving Him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
I believe that God, we're in a season where, you know, we look at the news and we see what's going on at large, whether it be athletes, Hollywood, politics, the church. God has been exposing some things. And those of us who see through spiritual eyes and a discerning spirit recognize that God will do things for those of us who are serving Him to show us if we stay on the paths that we're on, we will truly be blessed.
Yeah.
And I believe God has, it says in His Bible, He'll use the unjust for the righteous sake. And those, you know, people say, well, is that a loving God? Or God is in control of this whole thing. I don't question God. I just try to roll with what God has already set forth in motion.
Yes.
Because his wisdom is higher than our wisdom. His ways are higher than our ways. So
yes.
If we try to figure God out, we'll just be at a loss. But
yes.
I'm just so glad that I can make it so personal that God loves me. He cares about me. He has a future carved out for me. And that goes for our listeners as well. That's why they're quite content wherever they are in life right now. And just through the testimonies, Pastor Becker, coming through the airways, people recognize that it's all God.
Yes.
Every good and perfect gift is from above. Whether you're in the career you want to be in or not, God has given you that job. Whether you have a custom-built home or not, God has given you that home. Your
yes.
automobile, God has given you transportation. Whether it's a bus card or a train pass, everything comes from God.
Yes.
And that's when I get excited. I
yes.
get excited just knowing that God is still a giver, and God wants to give us above measure. So I
yes.
love serving Him. I'm going to live for Him daily, and I pray that as this thing begins to grow, let your life be a living epistle to those who are around you. Your family's looking at you. Your coworkers are looking at you. Your boss and your church family, they're looking at not just a form of godliness, but those of us who are on even this line right now who are saying, I'm going to serve God.
Yes.
And what a wonderful place to be.
Yes, amen, hallelujah. And He draws by the Spirit. You know, when we were talking about what we were going to talk about on the show, on the ministry program today, we said at the last 5 minutes that we were going to talk about the power of obedience to God, because there's some people out there, those of you who are in the chat room and those of you who are listening live on the internet airwaves, who love the Lord. And because you love Him, you obey Him. And that's what Jesus talked about in John 15. In John 15:10, He talks about, He says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love.
Amen.
Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love. And Jesus talks, He's in the beginning, in verse 9, He says, as my Father has loved me, so have I loved you, now remain in my love.
Yes.
And you know, it's amazing how He tells us about obedience. Check out verse 11. John 15:11 says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. There's joy in obedience, my God. My
Hallelujah.
God, there is joy in obedience. There's peace in obedience. And there was a comment here on the board. I want to talk about this comment that I saw. It talked about religion. And Kiki here was talking about religion, and she was saying here that people blame religion as to not obey God. In other words, people use religion and their disdain or their hatred for religion as a reason not to obey God. You know, now we know that's the devil, right? Because that just doesn't make any sense, right? You know, when you think about it, it's like, what? You know, when you think about it, it's like, why would you do, and I talked about this in church yesterday when I was, on Sunday, when I was preaching the Easter service sermon. I said, why, when you see the commercial, this is your brain, and now this is your brain on drugs. And then when you look at the other commercials about smoking, how the inside of your body looks after a certain amount of time. Of smoking cigarettes. I can't even look at those commercials. But, you know, the thing about it is ignorance is not bliss. You know, just because we don't, we turn our heads and we turn on TV and we act like we don't know any better, that doesn't bring us to any certain state of bliss or joy. You know, we're still, you know, as we go against the laws of God and the what I call guidelines of God, because, you know, we're under grace and we're not under law. And Paul talked about it. He said everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
Oh, bless his
you know,
name.
So as we walk into God's permissive will and not God's beneficial will, not his divine will, as we do the things that we are allowed to do because we have free will, that doesn't mean that we're not destroying ourselves, you know. And that's the thing about it is we have to think about the fact that our bodies don't belong to us. They've been bought with a price. Christ paid for us through his blood. And we think about the fact that our bodies are a temple of the living God. Why would we want to continue to do things that are destructive to our bodies? You know, and I'm not just talking about, I'm not being judgmental. I'm not talking about, you know, drinking and sex and all of that stuff. You know, I mean, when I was a sinner, I was the worst of sinners. Like Paul, I did it all. I've been there, done that. But if you're a Christian and, you know, called by his name, you know, you're the light of the world and salt of the earth. And your life, as Pastor Anthony said, has to be a living epistle because people are looking on your life. There
Amen.
Are people who are assigned to your life. People are going to be saved, not saved, according to what they see in your personal walk. So what I'm saying to you is, why, after all God has done for us, why would we not glorify him with our bodies as the Bible tells us to do? You know, and a lot of single people would say, well, you're sitting up there, you have a husband, and you're talking about, you know, what are you talking about, abstaining from sexual relations? You know, I'm not talking about abstaining just because I have a husband, because let me tell you something. I probably shouldn't even say this, but, you know, being married is a wonderful thing, but does not mean that you're hanging for chandeliers every night, amen? But the thing about it is God tells us to abstain because he wants to protect us from the evils of this world. Look at what the evils of this world are that are connected with unmarried sexual intimacy. You have HIV, you have AIDS, you have chlamydia and syphilis. You have all of these diseases, and then you have all of these spiritual connections that you make when we go out and do stuff like this. So, and you have soul ties being established that probably should not be established, that definitely should not be established. So that when you do get married, now you have all of this stuff attached to you that you have to have stripped away and be purged from. So there is so much power, I'm telling you, in obedience. When we say, God, for you I live and for you I die. My body is a temple and I'm going to treat it that way. I'm not going to clutter my life with a whole bunch of stuff that's no good for me, because all I want is everything that you have already ordained for me, and I know that it's all good. Amen. Hallelujah. I think we lost Pastor. I think I heard his phone.
Hello?
Okay, you with me. Okay, praise God.
Yes, I was just so blessed by the comment that points to religion as a deterrent to go to church or to try to get to know God or build a relationship with Jesus Christ. And even as a pastor, you know, one of our jobs is to go out to the community and evangelize not necessarily invite people to church, but just try to get people to know Jesus. And people will, just as you know, one of the listeners said, will so adamantly point to the ills of our society concerning religion, and they would go there as a scapegoat for themselves. But God is the final judge concerning all things.
Yes.
And we can make an out for ourselves, and Pastor, you're so right. Being ignorant and closing a deaf ear or a deaf eye to things doesn't excuse us. We
yes.
all gonna have to stand in that judgment seat, you know. And I just pray. I pray for this nation. I pray for people. I just want those. God will pierce their hearts, because he says in Malachi, I'm going to turn the hearts of people back to me, the fathers
yes.
to the son, the daughters to the mothers, and God wants to turn the hearts of the people back to him. And we're going to do our part, church. We're going to do our part, people of God. But allow God to be God in your life, and that's the most effective thing that you can do.
Yes, that's where your power lies. That's where your power lies. And I like what's going on the chat room, Pastor. Also, Virtuous One says it does not exempt us. You know, just the fact that we're turning a deaf ear or a blind eye does not exempt us. And she mentions Romans 12:1, which tells us no longer be conformed to the things of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and to
Amen.
Give our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. To give our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then Virtuous One says, I believe that's Sandy, we give unto the flesh, but we would rather give unto the flesh and listen to what the Word says by putting the flesh into subjection to the Word. Amen. And let me tell you how Elegant has posted a statistic here, and this is what breaks my heart. How Elegant, this is what breaks my heart. Pastor, everybody that's listening, this breaks my heart. 4 in 10 teens have STDs.
Jesus.
My God. Lord, help us. And that's why we have to talk about morality. That's
Amen.
Why we have to talk about having values. That's why we have to tell our young girls to maintain their virginity until they're married. You know,
yeah.
that's why we have to talk about sex to our kids, you know, and let them know that, like, our nine-year-old knows that she's going to be a virgin until she gets married. You know, when she was 5, she said, Mommy, how do I get a husband? And how do I get a house? Or how do I get a car when I get old? Or we say you worry about that when you get older, but the thing about it is you don't kiss and you don't do any touching or any other things, anything that you might even see on TV or hear about. You don't do any of that stuff until you are married. You save your body for your husband. There are certain parts of your body that only your husband can see. And we told her this at, what, 6?
Amen. She's been learning for a long time.
Yeah, so she knows that, and even when she sees a kissing scene on TV, she's 9. She will put a pillow in front of her face or turn the channel if she's home alone, because there are certain things that we don't even allow her to watch on television. And we have to really, 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 really talk to our kids. Minister Quiet Storm says we need to stop letting our schools teach our children about sex and sexual orientation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because when I was growing up, that was the only place I heard about it. They brought in the penis, and they brought in the mouth vagina, and they brought in condoms, and they talked to us about our bodily functions and what it was all about, and we played house. That's how we learned. So the thing about it is we want to stop our kids from playing house, because playing house can be dangerous these days. Amen. But we want to just nail it home in these last 2 minutes. I thank everybody for being with us on the chat room. You all have been a blessing to us. Thank all of our live listeners. Pastor, nobody called in today, but we have had a lot of people on the board with us, and they have been very active in participating in this particular topic that we're talking about today.
Amen. It really has been a blessed program, and I pray those who pull up the iCards later and download it on their, you know, MP3 players or whatever they do as far as hearing this programming will be blessed, because God is calling us in this hour to really line up our lives with the Word of God. And
yes,
we want
amen.
To show that we are truly the light of the world, because even as statistics shows that many are in darkness, and he's still looking to his church to be the answer. not just the church buildings that we see amidst us, but we are the church of the living God.
Yeah.
We as individuals are the temple of God. So God is calling us as his church, his called out one, to really represent him and be ambassadors and his voice that he has allowed us to be in the earth in this season in our lives. So I thank God for, you know, all the listeners today that they would continue to obey God. They would continue to, even when they fall or error, to get right back up and get right back into the will of God and allow God to be God in their lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, there's a whole conversation going on in the chat room about abstinence and teaching our children. We do need to teach them about abstinence, how elegant Sandy says we need to teach our kids about abstinence, and Miss Quiet Storm says we need to teach our children that there's no such thing as an alternative lifestyle. And we need to teach our kids first, amen. We need to teach our kids everything, and we need to teach our kids also about the power of obedience, amen. We need to teach our kids about the power of obedience, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are at the end of our time. I guess Pastor was cut off, amen, and we're no longer streaming. God bless you all. Tune in to Thursday, Woman to Woman. We'll be here on Thursday, and know that God is good and worthy to be praised, and it's a good thing to obey, amen, because there is power in your obedience. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity, and remember my brother, remember my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.